This is Trish McGregor with your Star Power Astrology Forecast for October. Thanks for joining me. There is a Mercury retrograde next month from November 9th to the 29th. So use October to complete travel plans, make submissions, sign contracts, move, or start new projects. Here are the important dates for this month. October 1st, Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. On the 6th, there's a full moon in Aries. On October 8th, Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. On the 14th, Venus in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. On the 21st, there's a new moon in Libra squared by Jupiter. On the 24th, Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. Now let's see how these dates impact each of the individual signs. Aries. On the 1st, the square between Mercury in Libra and Jupiter in Cancer will definitely feel like a Mercury retro day. You and your partner may be at odds about something to do with your home or family life. Maybe it concerns a refurbishing project or the timing of putting your house on the market. Wait another day or two to work it out. The 6th brings a full moon in your sign, Aries, and lights up your personal life. Things may feel a bit nuts, as they often do during a full moon, so just try to go with the flow, whatever that flow is. The 8th should be a relatively peaceful day. Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. A female colleague is helpful in your daily work. Things at home are humming along or smoothly. Jupiter, meanwhile, is busy expanding your home life. You may, for instance, be considering a move to a larger home, or perhaps you and your partner are expecting a child and are preparing your home in some way. The baby's room, a crib, playpen. The 14th should be another good day. Venus in Libra, your partnership area, trines both Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius, all air signs. You and your partner, personal or business, are communicating your progressive ideas to your network and figure out how to apply them to your brand. Time for a newsletter, an update. The new moon in Libra on the 21st should usher in new opportunities in the partnership department, personal or professional partnerships. If you're single, you could meet someone who interests you. If you're looking for a new attorney, physician, dentist, you may learn about one through your network of friends. However, Jupiter squares this new moon, so the opportunities may be weirdly exaggerated in some way. Evaluate each one carefully. On the 24th, Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. Your communications today center around home, family, and things like credit, insurance, mortgages. Not to worry. You find a good price for whatever it is you need. Taurus. On the 1st, Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. An issue may develop in your daily work that honest and forthright communication should rectify. Jupiter's busy expanding everything connected to your third house. Communication, relationship with siblings and neighbors, your conscious mind. So don't let this square throw you off kilter. Deal with it. The full moon in Aries on the 6th illuminates everything you do behind the scenes and whatever is going on within you. If you see things that annoy you or that you don't like, then take steps to change them. This moon asks that you take a leadership role. On the 8th, your creativity is heightened thanks to a sextile between Venus in Virgo and Jupiter in Cancer. This may also bring about an enlightening conversation or communication between you and a romantic interest or with one of your kids. The 14th is another stellar day with Venus in Libra trining two other air signs, Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. An additional responsibility you take on in your daily work may result in a promotion and a significant raise. Or if you're self-employed, this could be a new job for a new client and you're being paid well. The new moon in Libra on the 21st is squared by Jupiter in Cancer. However, new opportunities should surface in your daily work routine. A new responsibility, new client, new colleagues, new assignments. With the square, though, communication may be off-kilter in some way, so evaluate these opportunities carefully. The 24th is an ideal day to delve into deep, mysterious topics with a personal or professional partner. That Scorpio element loves anything paranormal and weird. Or you may be writing up a storm, Taurus, about esoteric things. Gemini. Well, Mercury retro officially has been over since August, but today, October 1st, may feel like Mercury is misbehaving again. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer, and this could delay a payment you're expecting for a creative project. Looks like a communication glitch is the cause, so take care of this as quickly as possible. On the 6th, the full moon in Aries illuminates your brand and network of colleagues and friends. Something in this area may be winding down in preparation for whatever you've planned next. If you're unsure of the next step, then get busy and figure it out. The 8th may bring about a resolution to the payment issue from October 1st. Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. While Jupiter is busy expanding your income potential, Venus in Virgo tends to the details. You may want to do something special with a romantic partner. The vibes are good. The 14th is a busy day. Venus in Libra trines Uranus in your sign and Pluto and fellow air sign Aquarius. This trine is all about communication and progressive ideas that seem to come on suddenly out of nowhere. You should be able to use these ideas in a creative endeavor. The new moon in Libra on the 21st should usher in new opportunities to express yourself creatively in art, writing, photography, whatever your focus is. Jupiter is square this new moon, however, which exaggerates things, so scrutinize the opportunities to make sure they're legitimate. On the 24th, Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. Your conscious mind delves deeply into the esoteric, the paranormal, the weird, and the strange. You talk and email about these things, too, with people who are receptive to them or who experience them. Cancer. Yes, Mercury retro has been over for a while, but October 1st may feel like it's back. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in your sign. This communication with someone today is, at home is likely. Child, parent, partner. Straighten things out if possible, otherwise wait a day or two. The full moon in Aries on the 6th lights up your career area. Unresolved issues from the past may surface concerning your professional life. Figure out the why and the specifics, then move on. If something in the career area is drawing to a close, look at it as a necessary step to another door open. The 8th should be a good day for you, Cancer. Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in your sign. You and a romantic interest communicate well today, and it's all part of Jupiter's continued expansion of your personal life. Also possible, a creative idea takes root, and you run with it. On the 14th, Venus in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. A project you may be doing behind the scenes, maybe a side gig, pays off, and you use the money for something at home, an extra mortgage payment, refurbishing, or you put it toward a child's college tuition. The new moon in Libra on the 21st is squared by Jupiter in your sign. However, this isn't dire. With Jupiter involved, it simply means opportunities that surface connected to your home, family, and personal environment may be exaggerated in some way, so scrutinize them before accepting anything. On the 24th, Mercury in water sign Scorpio trines Jupiter in your sign. This facilitates any creative work you're doing and expands it. You're excited to talk about it, email about it, communicate to anyone who's interested. Leo. Yes, Mercury retro is over, but October 1st may feel like it's still active. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. Your communication issues today are somewhat exaggerated due to your perception of the situation. Shift the way you see things, set your intentions, and then communicate what's on your mind. The full moon in Aries on the 6th should be to your liking since it's in a fellow fire sign. It falls in your 9th house. You may be considering law school or grad school or an overseas trip or both. If both, just be sure you've considered how to pay for these. You may also be considering taking a workshop or seminar in spirituality. The 8th should be a pleasant day with Venus in Virgo sextiling Jupiter in Cancer. If you take on a gig or side project, it should pay off handsomely for you. Also, it could be a romantic day if spent with your partner or a creative day if spent with your muse. On the 14th, Venus in Libra trines Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. There's a lot to enjoy about today. Spend it with your partner and enjoy the romance and great conversation. Or use the day's energy to focus on your network or brand. Send out a newsletter to your members. New moon in Libra on the 21st falls in your 3rd house. So that's where the new opportunities will surface. Possibilities, new writing projects, a public speaking opportunity, or you may move to a new neighborhood or find yourself with new neighbors. Since this house governs siblings, you may also visit a brother or sister. However, this moon is squared by Jupiter, so there may be some glitches concerning when the opportunities surface. test them first intuitively. The 24th brings another pleasant day. Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. Looks like your income is about to expand. You may be emailing or talking with someone who would like to hire you for whatever your expertise is. Be sure your resume is up to date and that the job offer actually fits your needs and expectations. Virgo. Except for a couple of rough patches this month, October looks pleasant, but on the 1st, it may feel like Mercury retro is back. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. It would be a good idea to communicate with your network of colleagues and friends. There's an issue about money. You aren't being paid for a particular job. Communication is key on this one. The full moon in Aries on the 6th lights up the resources you share with others. Credit cards, insurance, mortgages, but also royalties and your partner's income. It's time to take charge, Virgo. This fire sign moon helps you to do that. This area of your chart also governs the paranormal, so don't be surprised if you have a psychic experience of some kind. On the 8th, Venus in your sign sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. Today, you can rectify the issue from October 1st, and a female friend or colleague is helpful. Also, your creative drive is expanding with this aspect, and Jupiter is triggering synchronicities that light the way. On the 14th, Venus in Libra trines both Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. Looks like a good day all the way around, Virgo. Something you're doing in your daily work life benefits you professionally and financially. May be a creative endeavor. Keep up the good work. The new moon in Libra on the 21st ushers in new income opportunities. However, Jupiter in Cancer squares it, so these opportunities may be exaggerated in some way. Check them carefully and weigh them against your intuition. Google the company to make sure they're legit. The 24th is an ideal day to get out with friends and family and do something everyone enjoys. Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. The conversation will be lively and profound. Libra. On October 1st, Mercury in your sign squares Jupiter in Cancer in your career area. This may feel like a Mercury retro day. Professional communication probably runs rampant. You can rectify the situation by not contributing to it. Jupiter is busy expanding your career, and one of the things it may do today is urge you to take on more than you can reasonably handle. It's fine to say no. The full moon in Aries on the 6th illuminates your professional and personal partnerships. You find the ideal attorney, physician, counselor, therapist, or some other professional to help you out. Or you and a personal partner agree on a broad concept you've been discussing. On the 8th, Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. This aspect acts as a boost to professional energy and benefits your career. It looks as if a woman is helpful. This aspect can also indicate that a creative endeavor is the focus of events and communication. October 14th should be an exciting and eventful day. Venus in your sign trines Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius, both in fellow air signs. These positive aspects focus on a creative project and your spirituality. You may be invited to teach or conduct a workshop or seminar in your expertise. If you're planning a trip overseas, buy your tickets today. The new moon in your sign on the 21st is squared by Jupiter in Cancer. This won't cancel out new opportunities, but it may exaggerate them, so be sure to scrutinize them carefully. Possibilities, the opportunity to do something that excites you, that piques your interest or curiosity, that you enjoy and that pays well. A square from Jupiter can indicate that you take on more than you can realistically handle. On the 24th, Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. You may be in negotiation for a new responsibility or a career job that pays well. Scorpio. October 1st may feel like a Mercury retro day. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. Something going on behind the scenes may mess up plans that you have for an overseas trip, or to attend or teach a workshop or seminar. Jupiter urges you to take on more than you can reasonably handle, so be aware of that. The full moon in Aries on October 6th illuminates your daily work. Something in this area may be drawing to a close, but you've got ideas already about where to go from here. On a deep level, very little gets past you, Scorpio. The 8th should be an enjoyable day. Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter and fellow water sign Cancer. A woman proves helpful in promoting your brand or network, and you get involved in a creative endeavor that promotes your network. Jupiter is busy expanding your worldview, so you are open to almost anything. The 14th is another good day. Venus in Libra trines two fellow air signs, Uranus and Gemini, and Pluto in Aquarius. There are several possibilities with this. A romance heats up, you're hired for a creative job behind the scenes that pays well, or you may decide to move. The new moon in Libra on the 21st is squared by Jupiter in Cancer. This may change the nature of the new opportunities that surface. Among them, you're hired to do something behind the scenes, ghostwriter, producer, or voiceover. Use your imagination. But the square urges you to take on more than you can actually handle. Weigh those opportunities against your intuition before selecting one. On the 24th, Mercury in your sign trines Jupiter in Cancer. This one really is great for any kind of creative work where you need to communicate an idea or concept. You may also fall on urge to plan a trip overseas. Keep in mind that the next Mercury retro occurs between November 9th and 29th. So plan accordingly. Sagittarius. The first may feel like a Mercury retrograde day when Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. Something goes awry with the way you're advertising your brand, and it may end up costing you money. It's a communication issue, so rectify it as quickly as possible before the full moon in Aries on the 6th. The full moon on the 6th lights up your fifth house of creativity, kids, romance, and what you do for fun and pleasure. It's in Aries, so you take the lead in a creative endeavor or in an activity with your kids. If something in this area is drawing to a close, you're not worried about it. You know another door will open. The 8th should be a positive, uplifting day. Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. An assignment or responsibility you've taken on in your career boosts your income and enhances your credit. Jupiter, which rules your sign, is busy expanding your financial access. The trine on the 14th is a double beauty. Venus in Libra trines fellow air signs Uranus and Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. You and a neighbor, business or personal, you and a partner, business or personal, agree on a communication strategy for your brand or network that publicizes it. If you're now charging for membership, make sure the information you offer is worth the fee. The new moon in Libra on the 21st is squared by Jupiter in Cancer. The new opportunities that surface related to your network or brand may have you doing somersaults to accommodate someone or something. That's the result of the Jupiter square. Things are exaggerated. Check any opportunities that surface against your intuition about whether they're legitimate. On the 24th, Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. Your communication today concerns money. If it's money you're owed, things work out in your favor. If it's money for which you're negotiating, it also turns out in your favor. Capricorn. Yes, Mercury retro is over, but October 1st may feel like it hasn't quite gone away yet. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. A business or personal partner objects to something in your professional life that you've taken on. These squares from Jupiter usually have you bending over backward to accommodate someone. Assess the situation carefully. Is it worth it? The full moon in Aries on the 6th illuminates your home and family life. If something is drawing to a natural conclusion, don't worry about it. All of this is part of a natural cycle. Just go with the flow and enjoy the moments as they unfold. On the 6th, Venus in Virgo sextiles Jupiter in Cancer. You and your partner may be planning a trip overseas. You should buy your tickets and finalize your plans before Mercury turns retro on November 9th. Since Mercury will be retrograde till November 29th, travel before or after those dates. The 14th features the double beauty when Venus trines Uranus in Gemini and Pluto in Aquarius. Money arrives and it's sudden and unexpected. Or a romantic interest now deepens and you're pleased with how things are developing. Or any other number of possibilities exist with this double trine. So once again, Capricorn, go with the flow. The new moon in Libra on the 21st occurs in your career area. This is where the new opportunities surface and they concern your professional life. However, this moon is squared by Jupiter, so there may be a kind of exaggeration to some of these opportunities, as in they seem too good to be true or legitimate. Check them out carefully. On the 24th, Mercury in Scorpio trines Jupiter in Cancer. You may be talking with a possible new business partner to tend to your brand or network. Be sure to have your list of what you're looking for in such a partner and carefully weigh whether this person fits your criteria. Aquarius. Okay, even though Mercury retrograde has been over for a while, October 1st may feel like it's back. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. You may feel like you have to bend over backward to rectify a situation at work. Just try not to take on more than you can reasonably handle. The full moon in Aries on the 6th illuminates your third house of communication. You've got a lot to say about making your own choices, following your own path, and who this message is geared toward will get an earful. But this is a good way to clear the air, Aquarius. The 8th brings a beautiful sextile between Venus in Virgo and Jupiter in Cancer. This aspect facilitates the flow of money for something you've taken on in your daily work. Jupiter's busy right now expanding your daily work options, and this is right in line with this expansion. By the 14th, Venus has moved into fellow air sign Libra and trines two air sign planets, or signs, Uranus and Gemini, and Pluto in your sign. This aspect should really ramp up your creativity, and Pluto adds depth to whatever creative endeavor you dive into. This aspect may also cause a romantic relationship to heat up. The new moon in Libra on the 14th, on the 21st, is squared by Jupiter in Cancer. New opportunities should surface in terms of travel abroad, graduate school or law school, or deepening your spiritual beliefs and worldview. With the square from Jupiter, though, just be sure that you've got your daily work lined up and organized and that you aren't taking on more than you can handle. The 24th brings a trine between Mercury and Scorpio and Jupiter and Cancer. There's a seamlessness today between your career and the work you do on a daily basis. One complements the other, and colleagues and your client or boss are satisfied. Pisces, on October 1st, if you're involved in creative work or doing something with your kids, things may go awry. Mercury in Libra squares Jupiter in Cancer. It's mostly about communication, Pisces. And thanks to your intuitive nature, you know how to fix things. The full moon in Aries on the 6th illuminates your second house of income. If you're on a roll, Pisces, appreciate it. If you're lacking money right now, read books on how to attract it. Meditate, visualize. These kinds of techniques are second nature to you. And already your intuition is gearing up, preparing to direct you. So listen to it. The 8th brings a beautiful sextile between Venus and Virgo and Jupiter and fellow water sign Cancer. Today, the details in a creative endeavor are easy for you, so start visualizing in detail about that money that's on its way into your bank account. Jupiter is expanding your creative options, which may include a pregnancy for you and your partner or the birth of something new creatively. On the 14th, Venus and Libra trines two other air signs, Uranus and Gemini, and Pluto and Aquarius. The money you've been visualizing for and meditating about could show up today. If this is about a current romantic relationship, you and your partner may decide to take things to the next level. Whatever the specifics are, they'll delight you. The new moon in Libra on the 21st is squared by Jupiter in Cancer. This square may prompt you to take on more than you can actually handle. So resist that urge and do what you feel comfortable with. This is connected again to your kids, a creative project, romance, or what you do for fun and pleasure. And it's in those areas where the new opportunities may surface. If any of them seem too good to be true, research them.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical.